This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of February the 2nd, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
From the Associated Press, this story, February 5, 2004. A lawmaker in Chiapas State said he wants to deport dozens of foreigners who live in Zapatista-held areas inside Montes Azules and provide moral and logistical support to the rebel group. Luis Gabriel Sanchez, head of the Chiapas Legislature Ecological Commission, said foreigners providing assistance to the Zapatistas were violating their tourist visas and should be expelled. In 1978, the government designated over 800,000 acres of the Lancandon jungle as the Montes Azules Wildlife Reserve and forbade locals from chopping down and burning many kinds of trees. The decree also restricted those who live in the area from using local waterways. The Zapatistas argue that the government has sold logging and biotechnology rights to the multinational corporations. Chiapas officials have tried to convince Zapatistas to abandon their homes in the protected jungle during a series of negotiations in recent years. However, last month, the Mexican Navy and police forced Zapatistas from a community within the Montes Azules Bioreserve. Small groups of foreign volunteers often travel to Chiapas and live with Zapatistas in Montes Azules and elsewhere in the state for short amounts of time, helping the residents to do things like improve their community's infrastructure by building dams and electric generators. From Mexico Solidarity Network, this update signs. The Federal Attorney General, Rafael Macedo de la Concha, a former Army general who's committed the armed forces, recently named Maria Lopez Urbina to head a new special investigation into some of the unsolved femicides in Ciudad Juarez. Local activists joined Maria Morfin Otero, who was named in October by President Fox to the post of Special Commissioner for the Prevention and Eradication of Violence Against Women. Criticizing the Attorney General for not consulting with the families of victims before naming Lopez Urbina. The new special investigator will apparently only look into 25 of the hundreds of murders of young women, leaving the majority of cases to corrupt and inept local officials who have been unable to resolve the crime wave. The Associated Press reports that talks on the free trade area of the Americas have largely stalled over South American demands for an end to domestic U.S. farm subsidies. The prospect that the talks could fail or result in a preliminary agreement so vague as to be meaningless cheered an estimated 1,000 anti-globalization protesters who marched and briefly confronted police outside the hemispheric meeting of vice ministers in this colonial city 65 miles southeast of Mexico City. There is an impasse, said Edgardo Lander, a member of the Venezuelan delegation. The sticking point, as always, is agriculture. Other negotiators weren't ready to give up hope and said that after late night, down-to-the-wire negotiations, the deputy ministers seemed on the verge of working out a two-tier arrangement in which all countries would have to agree to a basic set of trade standards and then commit to wider trade openings as they saw fit individually. Ministers acknowledged that strong disagreement remained about some of the most basic of issues. In a bid to overcome differences at the November talks in Miami, negotiators came up with an outline for an accord that would be dubbed FTAA Lite. It called for a core agreement that all countries would have to adhere to and a second, optional level of participation that included the more controversial free trade topics. Negotiators in Puebla were trying to come up with details of that framework. While they decided to stick to their 2005 deadline for a final accord, a wider agreement eluded them. Protesters in Mexico criticized the effects of their country's 1994 free trade pact with the United States and Canada and said they didn't want other Latin American nations to suffer the same kind of job losses and economic displacement. We don't want FTAA light. We don't want FTAA a la carte. We don't want any FTAA at all. Protester Cristina Lopez shouted. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosoulradio.org.